Luke Dretzky is with us on this good Friday. Of course, he wears two hats, a Berlin Common Council president, at least until after the election, and Green Lake County Board Supervisor. That's a yearly thing, right? They elect a president every year.
Yeah, because in Berlin we have two different cycles for elections. So every time we have the new elections for council and mayor, it's always we always elect like the president of the council.
Are you hoping to be president again?
Not really like seeking it because it really doesn't do too much.
Okay.
It more is just like if the mayor is absent, you get to run the meetings. But I hope the council wants me to do it. I did get to run one meeting, I think, last year. And everyone would say it was the best meeting ever. So if that's true, then I might as well get it again.
Wow. They could have been just brown-nosing it, you know. You never know. So
I don't know. The council people like to talk over each other, most politicians do, as you can imagine. but when I was serving as president, it was like we had a good conversation. Everyone was able to get their points across. We weren't interrupting each other. And that's because they know if they interrupt each other, I would call them out. But that's just little stuff in the council.
Well, being that you're in law school, you know all the parliamentary procedure, right?
I know most of them. I mean, Robert's Rules of Order is a lot. And I've just from college when I was president of the Student Senate there, I had pretty good knowledge on like the basic stuff. But when you get to the more technical stuff, it's like, why do we even have rules in the Robert's Rules of Orders at that point? Because it gets very, very technical. And if you don't know the rules, even sometimes the county board, we had an item. And I'm like, can we even vote on this? Because it's not listed as an action item. Mm-hmm. And someone made a motion. And then I'm like, Corp Council, what can we do? He's like, nah, it's moot. We're not going to take the motion. I'm like, yeah, because Robert's Rules of Orders didn't have an action item. You know, all that fun stuff. But I don't want to bore people with Robert's Rules of Orders. That's a... We can do like a long podcast on that if you want.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the things that that the Common Council in Berlin was up to and the county board. Oak Street renaming. Has it officially been renamed? And this was the section you were talking about, right?
Yeah, so I always got to like specify when we say Oak Street renaming in Berlin. It's not renaming of Oak Street. It's renaming other portion of Oak Street. So, for those familiar with Berlin, there's Washera Street, and then there's a street that comes off of Washera Street called Riverview, currently called Riverview Lane, or was called. I don't know if the change is like official, but at least it was Riverview Lane. And then off of Riverview Lane, there was a portion of Oak Street, which made sense at some point, but doesn't anymore because it doesn't fit with the planning of how the city is laid out. So that portion of that Oak Street is being changed. I don't even remember what we agreed on. It was in the minutes, whatever it said. we were trying to follow our ordinance, but I think it was like Riverview Court and Riverview Drive.
Yeah, I got Riverview Drive and Riverview Court.
I don't know in which order. I think it was there's like a U off of Washera Street. I think that's supposed to be Riverview Drive, and then the small portion was supposed to be Riverview Court or reverse. I don't know. Either way. It's changing, but it's not changing the longer Oak Street that most people are familiar with in Berlin.
All right. So many people are going to have to change their records because of that? Or
I think only three houses.
Okay.
There's either three or four. There was one of the houses on the corner of Washera and I think Riverview Lane that we couldn't remember if their post number was on Washera Street or Riverview Lane. If it's Riverview Lane, then they were included. So for sure three, maybe four. But that's why we're doing it now before potential new housing and stuff is going up there.
Where it really gets confusing is when a street actually has two names because it's an honorary street as well. You know, like Bart Starr Drive or something like that, you know. So anyway, creation of another TID 16?
Yep, so that's actually around this whole same area. Because there's plans for development of about 48 units of apartments. That's part of the Oak Street development, which I think I've talked on the last month or previous month. And that's part of the changing with the names and stuff, just trying to finalize some details there. We haven't agreed to any sort of development agreement yet, but we at least have started the TID. I don't know if that's final, but we've at least approved it on the city end, and probably the Department of Revenue has to approve it. So once those all go through, it will allow us to keep more of the tax dollars that's generated from those houses when they're getting put up, so then we can use that to benefit the area of the TID, which I believe is like a half mile from the boundaries of the TID. So you can do the TID boundaries as well as half mile around the TID boundaries. So that can go to like improving some park areas, maybe improving some roads, providing some of the funds for additional housing. So let's say if someone wants to put up some single family homes on some lot within that area, we could be like, oh, we got money from the TID that we want to use to contribute to like putting up housing, whatever those numbers would be. So it gives us a lot of leeway to try to generate some more revenue, since we do have still have a $500,000 deficit. So quarter million dollar deficit. We had a $500,000 deficit, and we've cut into that, and we're still trying to cut into that. And the TID is one way of doing that.
Okay, what's the lifespan of a TID? Is it like 25 years?
I think it's 25. I want to say 20 or 25 years. We just closed the TID in the North Industrial Park, and that I'm pretty sure that was 30. No, it wasn't 30. I think it was started in 96, or maybe it did start in 94, so 30 years. And I made it clear when I made the motion to close the TID that the TID was older than me, and I made that clear in my motion. It might be around 25 to 30 years, roughly.
Okay.
You can always extend it a little bit, too, right, whether with Department of Revenue rules and other stuff.
Yeah, and we're probably talking out of bounds here, but for those that don't know what a TID is, it's a tax incremental district. So that's where the term comes from. All right. You are running for council in Berlin, Green Lake County supervisor. You're unopposed.
I'm unopposed.
But I understand that there's a seat on the county board that no one is running.
Yep, no one's running. And the current supervisor, I do not believe she has filed as a write-in, but she did say she's going to potentially just do like a write-in again, and if she gets the vote, she gets the votes, and if she doesn't, she doesn't. But if you live in District 15, so for people in Berlin, which is the southeast corner of Berlin, it also extends outside the city boundaries a little bit into the town of Berlin, but not too far. It's kind of out to that industrial park around those boundaries. If you're in that area, man, if you're interested, give me a call. And give me a call before
Tuesday?
No, actually, if you want to register as a write-in, I think you got to do it by noon.
Oh.
So give me a call today, probably by 11 to be safe.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to talk you through if you're interested and see if you want to register as a write-in. I was talking to Bob before we got on. That's how I ran for county board 2 years ago. No one ran for the seat. I registered as a write-in in mid-March. By default, if no one else registered, I win if I get one vote cast. Assuming I vote for myself, I would win. So if you want to get involved in your community, I think that's one great way of doing it is the county board, which I feel like is a board that gets forgotten about a lot.
All right. Hesitate bringing this up. Quorum disclaimer.
Bob, you know how I feel about this. And
yeah, I know.
That's why you brought it up again.
Because it was on the agenda again.
So. Yeah, they I don't know why they put it on the agenda again, because I kind of do. After we had the meeting last month and I had my objections with the disclaimer, because I feel like you should try to give as much notice to people as possible for what's happening at meetings and who will be there. They create this boilerplate statement that's going to be put on all the notices, but we had an ordinance that required board supervisors to notify the county clerk at least 24 hours ahead of time that they would be attending meetings, and then the clerk was supposed to generate then the disclaimer for the meeting and put it accordingly. But since the board decided against my objections and my vote to put this boilerplate disclaimer, we don't need that ordinance anymore. It's just pointless. So we were just repealing that ordinance.
Okay. The other thing I saw on the county board agenda, and this was a scratch item, not sure, I thought I'd ask you about it, restructuring of committees, because I know you're big on that. So.
Yeah, so they were going to originally put it on there to approve, like, consolidating these committees, and then they got scratched out, and then it just turned into a discussion item instead. They want to go from, I think currently we have 27 or 28 committees. That includes like commissions with layman's people on it, as well as other ad hoc committees. And they want to take that and try to cut it down to 5 standing committees, and then still have some other, like your highway ad hoc committees. There's a fair ad hoc. There's other commissions that are required to have just by statute, with including some laymen, some without. The board objected to a lot of the changes because a lot of them think that their committees are worth standing how they are and staying the same. I think maybe some consolidation is good, but going from 28 to 5, I think, is a radical change. And I think having a lot more committees allows for more genuine and interactive discussion at the committee level, where we can talk on more kind of technical points that are occurring on certain items. Because when items come to county board, no one ever asks a question. They never want to get the answers to stuff. They just put their rubber stamp on it, vote yes, and move on, which isn't good governance at all. And if there's, especially if there's concern, depending on who the administrator is, if they're just trying to push these agendas and supervisors aren't willing to ask questions because either they're afraid to in such a large environment, trying to create those more intimate environments would be, I think, beneficial for at least local governments. So trying to keep some of that, I think, is key, but also some consolidation should occur probably. But I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think it will at least be another month, if not 2 months of discussion, and maybe nothing will come from it. It's like government at work.
Yeah, I was just curious why they scratched it, so I thought I'd ask you about that.
If I was on the admin committee, I could tell you a lot more, but I am not. So,
okay.
At least for now.
All right, so that'll be coming up, but in any event. So, all the county board seats are up for election this time, right?
Yep.
Okay, but as far as the council is concerned?
Yeah, only three of the seats on the city council are up, and it's the odd number ones. The mayor's up next year.
Next year.
Yeah, the mayor is up with the even number council wards, and then right now the odd number wards are up.
Okay.
And I have 2 wards. I always make that clear, too, because I'm special. but I just have another ward because I have the share county portion of the city of Berlin.
Okay, very good. Well, Luke, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And so, I know you're in spring break from law school, so...
Bob, I chose to spend time on my break with you, and I just want that to be known.
But you got a regular job and other, obviously, 2 titles here, so you got plenty of stuff to keep you busy. So, anyway, thanks again.
Thank you.
That is Luke Dretzky, who is with the Berlin Common Council, also Green Lake County Supervisor. We appreciate him joining us this morning.